This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Top defense officials were questioned yesterday about the numbers and capabilities of Iraqi security forces trained and equipped by the U.S. As NPR's David Wellner reports, there's growing pressure in Congress for Iraqis to take over for U.S. forces.
What Iraq needs now is not more U.S. troops, but more troops of its own. That was the message Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz brought to the Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday.
On the military side, the key to victory clearly lies in developing more and increasingly capable Iraqi security forces.
General Richard Myers, who chairs the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told senators that Iraq now has 136,000 military and police forces who've been trained. But he added that fewer than a third of them are actually ready for combat.
And that's about 40,000 that can go anywhere in the country and take on almost any threat.
Myers said those 40,000 Iraqi security forces make up 48 battalions. But a few hours later, General Peter Pace gave a bigger number to reporters at the Pentagon.
There are now some 74 battalions, when you add all the police battalions and all the Iraqi army battalions, that are part of that 136,000 who are trained and equipped. And of those 74 battalions, many were in the field during the elections, operating successfully as battalions.
But lawmakers who've been to Iraq recently question whether there's any way to measure the capability of Iraqi security forces. Here's Michigan Democrat Carl Levin.
We should stop exaggerating the number of Iraqi forces that have already been fully trained and are capable and willing to take on the insurgency. We need to mix a healthy dose of realism with our hopes.
At the Pentagon yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld insisted the U.S. is making what he called very good progress with the Iraqi security forces.
It is flat wrong to say that anyone is misleading anyone, because they are not. And what is happening is we are providing the best data anyone has in the world to the Congress on a regular basis every week or every 2 weeks, I forget.
Rumsfeld said some expectations about the Iraqi security forces are simply not realistic.
No one should expect that Iraqi security forces are going to come out of some pipeline training program and become instantaneously battle-hardened veterans like the fine men and women of the U.S. military.
Rumsfeld refused to say how many Iraqis would have to be trained before U.S. forces could withdraw from Iraq, but he did say the goal is to have 200,000 trained by October. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.